a world of unbelievable excitement and fun.
And a cold-blooded murder.
Brought to you in part by
Satire.
A rebel in his own mind.
He's a silly dog, isn't he?
And his best-known tune.
Produced unexpected results.
It's enough to drive you out of your mind.
We're now, without question, living in one of the greatest periods in all human history.
Right after Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley.
It's both an exciting and challenging time to be alive.
Because jellies are stiff.
We both enjoy and are awestruck by the unbelievably rapid advancements in human ingenuity and
public frying pans.
They were all sorts of fantastic shapes.
And they often only drain blood.
And that is when menstruation begins.
That's why Kotex created natural curved maxi pads.
Amazing. They have everything I need.
From marijuana to crack cocaine.
And a super plus protection tampon.
Oh, sure. It can be a period for goofing off, but
the victim eventually chokes to death on saliva.
And that's not what you want.
What they want is
for us to take mouse eggs, to fertilize them in the test tube, to reimplant them, to have the birth of
Republican candidate for president.
That distinguished horse thief and homicidal maniac.
Senor El fucking Camino.
He's a great leader.
You, sir, are the leader, the pioneer in selling and servicing tubeless tires.
No. I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
You are.
Now that's two people who I believe know what they're talking about.
And a time came when they had nothing to eat.
Soon, they were upon each other in battle.
And they will eventually die.
And they should see their doctors.
More doctors recommend
cannibalism, sadism, desecration.
And some coloring books.
Let me tell you how it all started. I was sitting on the riverbank one sunny afternoon with
Johnny Mathis.
Suddenly, large fiery rocks rained down.
There were loud explosions.
But before she could think anymore,
her body is poked and prodded for clues. The suspect is captured and prays for forgiveness.
Oh, forgive me, but I must say it.
My brain's the size of a planet, you know.
No, it isn't.
It is exceedingly small.
You're on drugs.
Somebody take some pills.
Thank you, Mr. Barnes. I'm sure I will.
But not all pills are good, are they?
Actually, pills can be very good things, of course.
It's the number one drug of choice among grade school and high school students.
Seemed like a ridiculous idea to them.
I guess that is because you are so high
on dope.
Yes, I am.
But you should only ever take pills when they're given to you
by the deranged psycho
Johnny Mathis.
Good advice.
Yes.
People don't behave this way if they're not on drugs.
No. Now you've got to behave yourself and not be giving us such a bad time.
That never happens.
And the reason it doesn't is because I don't push
this button with the shocking slogan, "If it moves, fondle it."
Click on the button.
Then he pushed the button again and
ouch!
Then in November 1758, he led the British to victory over
the Wicked Witch of the West,
Sarah Palin.
Her silliness was, no doubt, the cause behind her failure.
I'll tell you who I blame.
Oscar nominee Sam Waterston.
Suddenly he appeared in her room and said, "Now, give me what you promised."
Four freshly chopped off heads.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
However, as we indicated earlier in this program,
he travels at 300 miles per hour in a soundproof, pressurized cabin capable of accommodating 16
buckets of shit.
And her poodle.
And of course, it's good to eat, too.
But after that,
you can use the bathroom.
If the toilet doesn't work,
my mouth
is the answer.
Of course.
He would tie him prone on a table.
Devices of torture were all about the room.
Then we shall have
rats biting at his hands and came up with the meat juices upon his fingers.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, sounds good. Okay, sounds
stop it, you little prick.
And actually now,
there's a man at the door with a package.
Oh, boy!
He says it's a present for you.
For me?
For you. What should you do?
You should be punished.
Oh, oh, oh! Ooh, my ass!
If someone wants to pat my bottom, I can tell them
this must be stopped.
For family safety.
And for the protection of your family.
You must put a special powder on your buttocks.
Oh, golly, look at them, Dad. Aren't they cute?
Hold on, son. First, I'll show you how it's done.
And they're having sex.
There's something going on here that's pretty queer, I'd say.
And that's what I like.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go back to my house and practice.
Talking your butt all day long.
Attempts have also been made and are now being made to do similar things with human eggs, to put them back into
my ass,
where they're warm and well protected.
To ensure safe all-day protection.
Feed him whiskey and raw horse.
How could something like this happen to
who fucking cares?
It's good, isn't it?
Ooh, that was good.
You want more music?
I told him no, but he wouldn't leave me alone.
I'm getting out of here.